Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circling seas, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams that dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams that dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
All right, all right, all right, all right. Some people are still dreaming. Welcome, 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 welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, Master Teacher 33. Today is Friday, December 16th, 2016, and the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today, and as you know, we'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you, and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, simplifying the Word of God, the Word of Yahuwah and His Son, Yahushua. So today, my brother, today, my sister, just got an intro show today, really short show. Just want to introduce the benefits of the next series. We've been talking about this next series again. I just wanted to drop this last nugget in your lap. So to try to encourage you to participate in this series. So this is one of the, they all are good, but man, this one is really good because it requires both. Most people either have one or the other. Most people don't understand that it's not option A, it's not option B, it's usually both, which is option C. So this series is not only talking about what everybody considered the traditional Christianity. Today, or during this series, we're going to talk about the biological Christianity. We're going to get into the Bible is the body and how you need both in order for you to be successful. When I say successful, meaning to understand that the body is the tabernacle of the temple of God. The holies of holies is the cell. The Ark of the Covenant is the nucleus of the cell. The word that was placed inside of the Ark of the Covenant is the DNA. The DNA is inside of the nucleus. We are created in the image and likeness of God, according to Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. That means that when you put on specifically the Spirit of God, that now you become the sons of God. And when you become the sons of God, you become the light, the S-U-N and the S-O-N. That means that your cells contain the very essence of the light of God, of the biophotons of God. So during this series, we're going to break down that the tabernacle is the body and the body is a tabernacle. And we're going to do this using scripture. And we're going to delve into this using science. And we're going to really, really, really break down how both of these must be understood in order for you to be effective in the kingdom. And we're gonna totally destroy all of these theories with theorems. And we're going to give you specific biological information and scriptural information and scientific information, starting with understanding that the temple of God is the template of God, that your body is the temple, and the word temple means template. And that means blueprint, and how this blueprint was interrupted, if you will, at the Tower of Babel, and how the scriptural interpretation of this incident may not be the correct or all that it should be, because the word Babel means confusing. It means confusing sound. So Babel has to do with the releasing of a confusing sound. So this series, again, This is the last introduction. Everybody that makes that payment today, again, it's $75, $25 off. Just go to the website, masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation. Again, make that $75 donation if you make the payment today. Again, we're going to go through the benefits. Again, this is a very short show today. I'm getting ready to head to a graduation. But I still wanted to make sure that everybody is aware of the magnitude or the importance of this series, because without this series, you don't have the duality that is able to come into the singularity. And so what has happened is you're on one side of the cap or the other, but you need to be on both sides. You need to understand that the force or the spirit or the shum or the netor or the heru or that is inside of you, the solution to all spiritual problems, to all financial problems, to all health problems, to all relationship problems, the solution is to understand what's inside of this book, the biology of the temple of God. Because in this, we're going to break down the 10 systems, the skeletal, the muscle, the muscular, the circulatory, the digestive, the unitary, the nervous, the reproductive, the limbic, the endocrine, and the respiratory systems. And these systems, again, have secretions, and these secretions have secrets. We're going to talk about the 10 secrets that's inside of the body. And we're going to also delve into understanding that where the battlefield that takes place inside of the mind, and how we can only overcome this by understanding Ephesians 6:10 that talks about, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, to put on the whole armor of God that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, and to understand that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. This series and this book, again, is very, very important, because the temple is the template and the template is the tabernacle. Without understanding how the temple and the template and the tabernacle equals the body, then the enemy will have you confused, which is the word for Babylon, which means to basically confuse sound. It is the manipulation of sound. Without this understanding, without this very important key, this is the key, one of the keys to the kingdom. The temple is the body. The body is the temple. It is the template. Exodus chapter 25, verse 8, we will break that down. Exodus 25:8 says, and let them make a sanctuary for me, that I may dwell in their midst. The body is the Bible, and the Bible is the body. King, we're going to break down in this series. 1 Corinthians 3:16 says, know ye not that ye are the temple, ye are the template, ye are the blueprint of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in this temple, in this template. So if we can understand this, if we can wrap our brain around the fact that we are the temple and the template, this series is one of the most profound series, because we're going to break down the temple oils. We're going to talk about the temple salts. We're going to talk about the temple cells. We're going to talk about the temple sins or sensations. We're going to talk about the temple origins or origins, where they originated from. We're going to talk about the temple parts or the particles. We're going to talk about the temple photons or forces. We're going to talk about the temple logic or bio. We're going to talk about the temple theology or frequency. We're going to talk about the temple biology, not the bio photons, but the biology of the photons. We're going to talk about the temple psychology. We're going to break down, again, all of this, because this is the key to building your temple. This series is one of the most profound series. I know I say this a lot, so it's so imperative that you understand why this series is so important. Well, the biggest reason why you have to listen to this series is that the proteins that are formed from your amino acids that make up your DNA molecule, they are made up of 22, two letters in the Hebrew alphabet. These 22 letters in the DNA match up with the 22 letters in the Hebrew alphabet. They match up with the four letters of the Hashem, which we know is five, but it gets primarily four. And it talks about this, that the Bible, the Word of God, was written in both Hebrew and Greek. That's why we got the Old Testament in Hebrew and the New Testament in Greek. Why? Because there's 22 letters in Hebrew, but in Greek, there's 24 letters. 22 plus 22, if it was only written in Hebrew, is 44. But if it was written only in Greek, 24 and 24 is 48. But there's 46 chromosomes in each cell. So the Word of God is written to match the 46 chromosomes in each cell. That's why the Word of God has to be in Greek and Hebrew. So that way your body is the Bible, and the body is the Bible. I can biologically prove the biochemistry of each unit in each cell of your body. The DNA molecule is the instruction manual for forming every amino acid. Every amino acid gets its structural elements from the proteins, from the biological, electrical, chemical unit that drives the biological process that it talks about in John 1, verse 18. The DNA is the physical picture of the temple of God, and I'm going to prove it. It is the only language that functions exactly as the same way that the mystical language that Hebrew functions. And this language can be traced all the way back to the Garden of Eden. DNA is the language of the Bible. DNA is the language of the body. They both form bodies, with the body of the sanctuary or the church, and then with the body of the sanctuary, which is your body. So the Hebrew language is a language that is a magical language. And the DNA is a language that is a magical language. But we both of these languages helps to form the alphabet, or the alpha and the omega, or the aleph tav that it talks about inside of the body. You are not your own. You have been bought with a price, according to 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19. And during this series, we're going to break down the biological process that establish your, again, divinity. So you don't have to go looking for a hero. You are your own hero. That's why the scripture says that, do you not know that your body is the temple of the Ruach and the Pneuma and the Holy Spirit? So brothers and sisters, you are not your own. You have been bought for a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body. 1 Corinthians 6, 18 through 20. This is a spiritual process, my brothers and sisters, that everybody has to undergo. Because this body is the body that God gave you. So this body, again, there's certain things in it that you must understand, that right now as I speak today, that we don't understand because we have not been taught. And so we have to understand that there is an energy therapy that is interlaced into the geometrical, which really geo is really God metrical. So G-E-O is really G-O-D. So anytime you see the word geometry, it's talking about God's mathematics. And so we must understand that the base of the upper triangle forms a life force or energy which in the posterior and the superior, again, medulla oblongata. That means that the very base of your brain, which is the very top of the spinal cord, where the spinal cord and the brain meets. And then at the bottom end of the spinal cord and the pelvic bone meets. This is what is called energy ley lines or energy lines. This energy line, my brothers and sisters, is very profound because it is here where the fluid within side of the sacrum that we talked about last series, the CSF, flows down from the base down to the top. From the base of the brain, which is the top of the spine, down to the base of the spine, which is the top of the pelvis. Something magical, if you want to use that term. That means magnetic. Magic or magi. The magi is where the story of Santa Claus comes in. This life force, this linear or line, is why we live on a plane. That's why we get the word plane net, because on this plane, there is something that takes place that I'm going to break down in this series. That is the vital force that relates to our earthliness and our worldliness, but it also relates to our spiritualness. And we're going to break this down inside of this book, my brothers and sisters, and this is going to totally change everything that you do, how you see yourself, how you carry yourself, because we're going to break this down from a biological perspective and really delving into the hypothalamus and how it communicates. We're going to really get into the pituitary gland and the two major functions of the pituitary gland. We're going to talk about the hippocampus and really break that down and give you a good understanding of how this helps to bring about your spiritual awakening that everybody talks about. Brothers and sisters, we're going to break down how does melatonin, what part, and serotonin play with inside of, and the serotonin inside of the pineal gland. We're going to talk about DMT and what does that, because that is something that is secreted by the body. That is called, again, the God gene or the God chemical. We're going to really get into a little bit of the Fibonacci sequence and talk about how that is the key to opening what people call the third eye. We're going to get into what they call spiritual molecules, which is, again, another phrase for this DMT. We're going to talk about, again, your rhythmic resonance. Everybody has a resonance that's based upon the magnetic fields and the pineal gland. We're going to break that down. We're going to talk about, again, the crystal palace, which is, we mentioned last series, this lattice that's inside of the cerebral spinal cord fluid. We're going to break down how this light, this crystal light matrix, again, that was discovered by science, how this and what it means to your cardiac clock or rhythm, and how this is affects your ability to oscillate or vibrate in time. We're going to really spend a lot of time talking about the breath or your breathing, because, again, the life of the flesh is in the blood. The life of the spirit is in the breath. And that's just scratching the surface. We've got a 250-page workbook that comes with this series that's going to assist us with going through and breaking down this series so that way, after this series, you will be able to manifest again and you will be able to understand a lot of the stuff. And finally, one of the things, the phrases that I've been saying all the time, that if you knew what I knew, we would not be friends. I'm going to tell you why I say that and what that means. And after this series, you'll have the choice because you'll know a little bit more. The series goes on during 2017, even though I'm changing a little bit of direction from the business perspective, I'll still be doing these series for people who want to grow spirit work. Brothers and sisters, this series is about quantum consciousness or Christ consciousness. This series is about overcoming mass or matter or body. This series is about making the twain, making the two C's that are far off one. And we're going to bring the two C's that are far off, and we're going to bring it into one new man. So during this series, it's going to be very, very important that you listen very carefully, very attentively. Because during this series, we're going to break down all of this information, and it is a lot of information, brothers and sisters, a lot of information. But I'm positive that you'll be able to absorb it. So please simply go to the website, MasterTeacher33, click on the link that says donation. That's $75 donation if you're making the payment today, and today is December the 16th. After the day, again, it's $100. I know this time of year is tough. You can always email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com if there's a payment plan needed. We can definitely do that for you as well. You can split the payment in two. We can make four weekly payments of $25 if that will make it a little bit more plausible for you to be able to be a part of this groundbreaking series. Do not let finances be the reason that you do not participate in this series. Because we're going to talk about something about temple logic, about how the temple works, that's very important for you to understand moving forward. Because, again, you have to understand what the Bible talks about when it says the words that I speak are spirit. Now, let me close with this, because this is very, 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 very important. And this is one of the most important things that we're going to be discussing during this series. And it's found in John chapter 6. And in John chapter 6, verse 20, John 6, 62, I'm sorry, 662 says, then what will happen if you see the Son of Man ascend to where he was before? What happens if you ascend to where you were before? Where were you before? Verse 63, John 6, 63. The Spirit gives life. Notice what gives life. The Spirit gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words, the frequency, the wave, the vibration that I speak to you are spirit, and they are life. 64, John 6, 64. However, there are some of you who do not believe. For Jesus had known from the beginning which of them did not believe and who would betray him. Brothers and sisters, that phrase and that scripture is one of the most important scriptures that we're going to be discussing during the temple series. In the New Living Translation, John 6:63 says, the Spirit alone gives eternal life. Notice where eternal life, not good or bad, not the tree of knowledge, but life. The Spirit alone gives eternal life. Human effort accomplished nothing. And the very words I have spoken to you are spirit and life. So there are certain words that must be spoken to you that are spirit and are life. That is why what happened at the Tower of Babel happened, because they had that and it was confused. That is why you must return back to whatever they had at the Tower of Babel before confusion or language was instituted. Because according to John 6:62, when you see the Son of Man ascend to where he was before, you are the Son of Man. The Spirit gives life. The Spirit profits nothing, or the flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life. So we need to speak these words that are spirits. What is it? That was all on one accord and they all had one language. What is that one language? We break it down doing the template, the temple template. We're going to talk about epigenosko, gene plus environment plus belief does something, and we're going to break it down. That is epigenosko, where we get epigenetics from. Your body is the temple of God. It doesn't create it. It is it. My brothers and my sisters, again, short show today. Just want to encourage everybody to please, I know it's the holidays. I know you got a lot going on. If you need payment plan arrangements, please hit me up. Email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. That email address, again, is masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. You need to be a part of this series if at all humanly possible. And again, if you put your mind to it, I know that you can do it. This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May the sun bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brother, as always, my sister, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly avert to bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn or something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the acting, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2.